Welcome to the Live Intentional podcast. Here we will explore stories, ideas, and questions from our life with the hope to ignite you to live according to your values and beliefs.
On this podcast, we will share our visions from our past, present, and future.
Our hope is by us sharing our story, we can inspire you to live more intentional and make you think about new ways to get creative in your relationships.
We hope you will follow us on this journey. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Intentional Living Podcast. This week we're going to talk about transitioning from dating and being engaged to being married and living together. So if you're in the season of dating and engagement, this is for you.
Yeah, and we hope last week's episode gave you a little bit of insight on how we reset during New Year's, and hopefully, you know, you guys kind of created something for yourself to have a plan of attack for this new year. So for us, we didn't live together before we got married. So even though we were traveling and going on trips together, and we also lived a little bit kind of together in college, we didn't fully live together until we got married, which came with its own new adventure and obstacles as well.
So we'll just go back to like when we moved in. We didn't move in until we returned from our honeymoon. Luckily, when we were away for our honeymoon, my now in-laws had moved in all of Steven's stuff, which was really nice. So when we came back, we were able to like spend our first night in our place together. And then the next day, I went and packed up like all of my belongings and everything.
And that was kind of like our first obstacle, because I actually worked for part of the day while you and your parents packed up all your stuff and started moving it in. And then, I came home and helped.
It was like the hottest day of the summer.
Yeah, it was very hot. And going in the truck was really hot to get stuff out and bring it in. It was like a hot box in there.
Yeah, so then I just spent like that week really unpacking everything and getting everything like all settled in its place.
We ate pizza on the floor with no table, no couch, and just surrounded in boxes, which was really cool.
Yeah, like fun memories.
Yeah, it was nice that my parents got all of my stuff really in and set up. So that way, you know, we had a place to sleep. And we didn't really have to worry about my stuff, so we really just focused on getting your stuff in. Some of my stuff wasn't unpacked yet, but we focused more on getting your stuff unpacked and making this home a house, you know, or this house a home.
Yeah.
So being married and living together is a new adventure in itself, and with adventure comes excitement, but it also comes with its own obstacles. And we just wanted to kind of take this time to talk about some of those obstacles that we dealt with and kind of how we overcame them. So some of the exciting things that kind of we went through were not having to travel to each other's houses and having a home base, which is really probably the most exciting part of moving in together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you spend every day with each other now, and you don't have to drive to the other person's house or, you know, ask your parents if you can have a sleepover. And now we just have our home base here, where, you know, even in the beginning where, you know, our schedules were conflicting, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, we had somewhere at the end of the day to meet up and, you know, kind of see each other in passing in the beginning more, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, I feel like that was definitely the nicest part, because when we were engaged, I was working full-time at that point. You were like finishing school.
Yeah.
And I was working full-time at that point. So it became like a little difficult to like travel back and forth and like pack up things if I was going to stay overnight. It just like added
and
in.
You work overnight, so you know, you would work at night. When I was off of school, you would have to get ready for work and go into work. And then, you know, when you got home, you slept most of the day, because you got home at 7 a.m. and you slept until, you know, 3 or 4. And then I was still in school, so I had some night classes. So it was very difficult when we first got engaged to kind of match our schedules up.
Yeah, and just the extra travel, I feel like, added stress.
Yeah, but it was nice, because sometimes that when you were off, you know, you'd drive with me up to Rowan and hang out at Rowan. And like when I had like 3-hour classes, it was cool because you were so dedicated to me that you would just spend the time at like Barnes & Noble and hang out. And
yeah, just like read books.
Yeah.
Let's see. Another exciting thing was we could, once we moved in together, was creating like a routine together. So like the obstacle would be, once we moved in, we still kind of had conflicting schedules. But the exciting part was that we, on our days off, we were able to like create a nice little routine together.
Right. Yeah. And the creating a routine is really helpful when you have conflicting schedules, I feel like, because it kind of makes you prioritize spending time together. And, you know, when you don't have, out of the 7 days of the week, you know, you're working 3 days, sleeping maybe a day and a half or a day, you know, like it doesn't really match up like that. So having that routine and, you know, having a plan for our days off and wanting to spend the time together is really nice, and it really helped us grow closer together, I feel like, in the beginning of our marriage.
Yeah, the routine definitely helped, because at first, I feel like my routine was really poor at first when we moved in together. I stuck with the same routine I had when I lived at home. So, you know, like, didn't have to cook. Mm-hmm. I, like, cleaned my room, but, like, didn't have to, like, take care of the whole house. So I really, like, focused on working, and then I kind of, since I work night shift, I used to stay up really late and then, like, sleep pretty late, even on my days off. And I kind of carried that through to when we moved in together at
first. I never thought of that until now. Yeah,
you did. I changed that, and it's been a while. Yeah. So I feel like we don't really remember it as much, but I had a poor schedule in the beginning. Yeah, I would stay up until like 3 a.m. You'd be asleep for work.
Yeah.
I'd stay up in the living room until like 3, 4 a.m. watching TV shows or something. And then I would sleep in still until like 12 the next day, which wasn't beneficial once you're living together and like having to take care of a home, because I felt like my day was getting started so late.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't productive. So I changed that. Now my day's all like, I go to bed at a normal time.
Yeah,
we actually go to sleep at the same time together, which is also really nice to fall asleep together.
Yeah. And now even you even say like, oh, if I'm up past this time, you know, I get into that night routine.
Yeah. I get like a second wind.
You kind of
just
lived on that night routine when we first got married, which was really probably not good. You know?
Which I like feel like I didn't notice at first because like I said, living at home, I don't think I took as much notice to it because like, you were in school, so if your days you were, I mean, you worked too, but like days you were off, we kind of stayed up late together.
Yeah.
And we didn't like, you didn't carry that through once we moved in,
but I
did. And I was like, oh, like we're never going to sleep together, even on my days off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're getting up early, I'm staying asleep. It just like wasn't a good routine. So I changed that. And the way our routine is now, I feel like works much better.
Yeah. And we always had that like kind of hang out later because of school. And I would go up there maybe 3-4 days of the week, but I would cram my classes in the one day or, you know, those days. So that way I had night classes. So when I got back from school, it was already late, you know,
and
that was our time to hang out. But that was so tired from school and stuff that day that I would fall asleep. You would be up, and our schedules just didn't really match up then in the beginning, really. Yeah. And then another exciting thing, our last exciting thing that we put down, you know, there's plenty, but decorating the home to make it, you know, feel more homey and make it feel like yours.
Yeah.
You know, that was really cool. I mean, you made this place, you know, yours. I got this office, obviously, but the rest of the house was basically yours. And, you know, I have no complaints on the way that you did it. You made it feel very feng shui and very relaxing. So it's nice to come home from work and, you know, come in here and just feel like, you know, this is ours, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Added like our own pictures and everything of us and... Yeah. Made you feel comfortable. It took us a little while to like, we did little steps at a time, but then now
I feel like
feels...
we kind of worked with what we had at first and then, you know, we would see things and kind of be like, oh, this goes with our aesthetic. Let's get this and that, you know? So we kind of built on it and now I feel like we're kind of stagnant on how it is. You know, we got a new TV, but you know, that doesn't really add to the aesthetic.
No.
It just helps us when we watch, you know, our movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But
it's nice the way it is now.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And, you know, even for the holidays, even decorating, being able to decorate for the holidays and stuff is really cool and fun to do together.
So we can move to some of the obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of like already talked about this a little bit, but having different work schedules.
Yeah,
so
it was very bad in the beginning.
Yeah, it was just hard to get used to since you were on a normal Monday through Friday. Like,
yeah, so I graduated. That the year we got married, I graduated May, we got married in July, so I didn't have school per se, but our work schedules were just like, it was bad at some points.
Yeah, because if I was working like multiple shifts in a row, strictly night shift, 12-hour shifts, if I would leave for work, you usually weren't home yet, and then I would usually get home in the morning after you had already left for work. So we would go a few days, I feel like, without seeing each other,
which
that was really hard.
I would come home and like dinner was cooked, and I had to sit there and eat by myself and shower, and it was kind of a mess. But some ways that we kind of got through that and conquered that was something that you mentioned, that we used to leave each other notes.
Yeah, I found a picture the other day. Actually, I was just like scrolling through my photos, and I found a picture I had taken that you like left a note on the pillow, and we used to leave notes on. We have like a
whiteboard in
the
kitchen.
Fridge.
Yeah, we used to leave little notes. So you know, when I came home from work, it was like, you know, kind of like she was still there with me, leaving me something, you know, to kind of encourage me to have a good night. And then when I would wake up, I would have to go into work, but she wouldn't be home yet, so I left one on her pillow.
Yeah,
and we would do little things like that to kind of make it easier on ourselves to feel like, you know, this is just a phase in our life, a season in our life where, you know, our schedules aren't matching up, but things will change and it will get better.
Especially because it was like the newlywed phase. So I feel like, you know, you want to see each other all the time. And we were, our schedules were like so opposite.
Yeah, and we were hustling. We just made sure that we made the most of our days off together during that time too. So, you know, like I play video games and I like to go to the gym and do stuff. But, you know, on those days where we both were off, I made sure that we just dedicated that day to us. And, you know, whether it's a relaxing day and we would watch movies or hang out together in the house, or we would do something outside like hiking or going somewhere, we just made sure that we made the most of the days off.
Yeah, yeah, or even like prioritizing like having dinner together, mm-hmm. like having a nice breakfast if we were both off on the weekend together.
Yeah, and just doing something that we both enjoy, like going to the beach or something, made those days off a lot better. And then we were like, all right, we got to get back into our routine of going to work and not seeing each other. So that was probably, what do you think, like the first year and a half was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I eventually got better hours when I was at the bank. Probably after a little bit, they were giving me some time where I, you know, kind of talked them into like, oh, you work this day and I would like to get off to see you and stuff.
Yeah, you did eventually like kind of have your schedule just like match a little bit better with my off days. Because that's the other thing. Some of your off days, I was working. So you were like home the whole day by yourself.
Or you were sleeping, waking up, I'd see you for 2 hours and then you'd go into work. But another one would be just kind of getting into those house roles and chores, you know, like, especially in the beginning, I felt like we just had to kind of pick each other's slack up because, you know, if you worked multiple days in a row, like I would help cook dinner for you or, you know, I would do the dishes when you left, I would take out the trash, you know, and then like on days where you had the time, you know, you would cook dinner. So we kind of made sure that we picked up on where the other person was kind of not to say they were lacking it, but they just didn't have the time to do that, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like this one's like for everyone, getting used to each other's like little quirks.
Well, for everyone who hasn't lived with a significant other or anybody in that matter, whether it's a roommate or not, you know, there's kind of things that you find out throughout the way, which we were dating for so long, we probably knew most of what we were getting into moving in together. Did you really have any quirks with me when?
I don't know, not really. I think it's just things that, like, since we were living together, that, like,
you
happen
notice
daily instead of just, like, when we would, like, stay in each other's houses.
You ever, like, fall in the toilet for me
leaving
the seat up?
Yeah, leaving the seat up.
No, you've never fallen in.
No, I've never fallen.
No. I mean, one thing I was nervous of is, like, when you lived at home, and it's partially because, you know, you were working a lot and stuff, but the room, man. That room used to have clothes everywhere, and that's one thing I was worried about. We make it kind of, you know.
I think we were like outgrowing our spaces too, though, because we were older. Since we didn't move in together before we were married, and we waited until we were married to move in, we were also older, so we were just like outgrowing our rooms.
Yeah, and you were like a clothesaholic back then, bought like everything that was cute that you saw. So
yeah, and hoarded stuff. Yes. I had like clothing back from like early high school still.
I kind of made you get out of that, and we would do like just the time to like go through, like I always say, like if I didn't wear it in the last year, am I gonna wear it, is the question I always ask myself when I do that. So that, I know that kind of rubbed off on you a little bit, and I would do that with
do
you
better
as
with that
well
now. I feel like I try to do it every few months, go through like drawers and everything.
Usually seasons, I would do like, you know, winter season I do the summer stuff, spring I would do the winter stuff, like did I wear it this winter, would I wear it next winter, or does this have a purpose of why it's still in my closet?
Yeah. Every now and again, though, I get rid of something that I didn't wear in those few months, and then something happens, and
I just
I'm
did
like,
that
oh, man, I really should have kept it.
I did that with my hiking pants, and I'm like, I should have kept them for winter because they're good to, like, shovel snow or take Red on a walk with.
Yeah. All right, so let's do from, like, some perspective. So from your perspective, what was the biggest transition for when we moved in, I guess?
So I would say that moving out and being handed the adult responsibilities, you know, was kind of something that I was mentally prepared for, but didn't know everything that came along with it. Like, you know, the yard work, the bills, and keeping up with the house cleaning. That was probably the biggest adjustment I had to make. You know, I did some of that stuff in my house. I always kept my room clean. Like, that stuff gives me anxiety when it's not clean. But just, you know, kind of doing it here and making sure that it was kept up with, because, you know, like we were saying, like, you worked some nights, there's no reason that you should have to come home to like dirty dishes or like a messy room, and you just want to sleep and, you know, move on to the next day when you're tired from working all night. So that was kind of one thing that I feel like was a kind of big transition. And, you know, the bills come along. I had bills living at home, but, you know, we didn't have a home payment. We didn't have the electric and the things that come with owning a home. And, you know, we got a new car and things like that, and just managing bills and then being able to develop like a life plan together. That was something that we kind of prioritized throughout our first year. You know, we both agreed, you know, we're both really into travel. We'll try and get a trip in a year. Are prioritizing, you know, wanting to move out, a 10-year type of plan or a 5-year plan like that, and things like that. And then, you know, just it's nice to have somebody on the spot to be able to talk to about life's ups and downs. And that's one thing that was really cool about living together. You know, like we would always talk to each other and be very open with each other, but now we live in the same house, so it's like right here, it's like, yeah, you know, we connect more living together than I feel like you would just texting or, you know, talking on the phone at night when you're dating or even seeing each other. Because like when you're seeing each other when you're dating a couple nights a week, it's like, you know, you want to spend that time with them. You don't want to put all your burdens on someone that 1, 2, 3 nights a week that you're getting able to see them. So being able to live together and, you know, kind of talk to each other and, you know, digress life's difficulties and happiness too together, which yeah, is really cool and my favorite part about living together. So how about from your perspective?
So from my perspective, I was like super excited to move in together, obviously, and really ready. And then I would just say biggest transitions for moving in. I like naturally am a person who just doesn't do well with change, mm-hmm, even if it's a good thing. I just like don't do the best with change, yeah, and transition. So I feel like I struggled with it a little bit just because I moved out of the house. That was like the only house I ever lived in growing up. So it's not like I ever even had a move before,
right,
that I remembered. So that was like a transition moving out of like my family home. And I also like really enjoyed living with my sister and parents,
yeah,
and like chatting in the morning when I get home from work before I went to sleep or like on my days off.
Right, right.
I like enjoyed hanging out with all of them. So I feel like not living at home and getting to see them as much, that was a transition for, yeah, me. And then on like if you were working and I was off, I had to really get used to the house being quiet because my mom was always home on like she worked part time and she was home during the day. So I always had someone to talk to, so, and we didn't have a dog yet, so,
right,
not, I mean, not that he talks back to me, but,
with attitude,
yeah, so I had to get used to it being quiet. I was like, oh my gosh, I was, like, talking to my mom, I remember before, and I was like, the house is so quiet when I'm home by myself, so I used to, like, put on music a lot. I got really into listening to podcasts,
mm-hmm,
even when I was cleaning, so that way,
right, something,
if it just wasn't silence,
yeah.
Other things, I would say, like, the household responsibilities, even though you know it's all, like, coming, mm-hmm, it's more of the balancing act of it because,
yeah,
you're busy. So, right, like, you want to spend time together, you have work, and then you have, like, just the normal responsibilities. And, you know, laundry builds up.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, a constant
especially when
act.
Two of us are working out a day and,
yeah,
then,
like,
we're taking Red on a walk with dirty clothes and then we want to wear nice clothes.
Yeah, so that's like, yeah, it's still to now. It's, yeah, a balancing act.
And there's only two,
like,
of us.
It gets, yeah, you get into like a rhythm a little bit better of it, but it's still a balancing,
yeah,
act.
Well,
I think that's kind of, I think those are like my biggest transitions probably. And then we kind of already talked about it, but what things I liked was like being able to create a home together, mm-hmm, and like our own memories.
Right.
Which I like really love. And obviously we still do that.
Right.
And then just having like homemade breakfast, really love on the weekends, like Sunday mornings. I feel like we like make homemade breakfast, love Dutch babies for breakfast.
Yeah. Do you think, so I was thinking when you were talking, so we dated for a while and then, you know,
yeah,
we when we got engaged, but even before that, like you were saying that you liked living with your parents. And so besides the fact of, you know, moving out and living with me, do you think that, did you feel that same way when, because you lived at college,
mm-hmm,
did you feel that same way going to college? And do you think that kind of helped you prepare for us living together and, you know, like, okay, maybe I can make this next step and move out,
yeah,
and live with him?
I think it like somewhat helped. I wouldn't say it fully did because I lived away somewhere that was really easy traveling distance.
Yeah.
So I still came home every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last year of school, though, I lived home and commuted.
Yeah.
So I feel like that got me used to living at
back
home again.
True.
Yeah. But when I was living at school for the first 3 years, it was still like commuter distance. So I didn't feel like it was where I was like at school all the time and only,
yeah,
came home for holidays.
Right.
I was still like, oh, I'm only here until whatever,
Friday.
Like I get to go home and I worked on the weekends at,
right,
home. So it helped in a sense of like independence, but it still like wasn't fully the same. I mean, you have like the cleaning and food, but it wasn't like,
yeah, and you have like you're living with like, roommates and you're getting used to living with somebody besides family,
and like you knew you're going home. This was like moving out and knowing that like I think that was you're the really biggest part that like you're not like moving in back
home. We live right around the corner from your parents and we see them often. But yeah, I was just wondering that just like, cause you know, like in the beginning, I was at the same school as you. We both stayed there. So maybe that made it a little easier. You, one of your roommates was a friend from high school. So that was really, you know, you knew people there for an extent, until, you know, I left and then I didn't know if like, maybe it got harder or, you know, something like that. But like you said, it's a week and you got to come home on the weekend. So it was kind of like something to look forward to after, you know, a tough week in school and, yeah, away.
It almost just felt like you were just like away for a little bit of time and then like went back. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That routine is just very interesting, I guess, because did you get comfortable on the weekends being home?
Yeah.
And then not want to go back Monday? Yeah,
I feel like it was, not that I necessarily didn't want to go back. Like it was exciting to go back. I was excited to like see my friends and everyone and like catch up. But it like almost, it was like kind of nice living home my senior year, I think, because of the frequent going back and forth. I was like constantly packing up clothing and like essentials that I needed. So yeah, I felt like it was a lot of like shuffle, honestly, back and forth.
Yeah. And also living home your senior year is probably a good choice just because, you know, what you went to school for and everything was probably pretty tough senior year. So it just helped you focus more instead of, you know, being around friends and not saying you weren't focused at school because, you know, there were days where you were in the library for hours, but.
Yeah.
You know, it could help you focus a little more being at home.
Yeah. I feel like I actually had a transition living back home, too, because I was used to being at school. I would head right back to, like, the library or the dorm and just start doing homework or studying right away. I had to get used to then driving back after class and then starting once I got home. Right. Where, like, sometimes I feel like once I got home, I, like, wanted to just hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
And I had to be like, no, I have to lock myself in my room and
It's not time to take a break.
Yeah.
Which I guess, yeah, that's nice about living at school because, you know, you feel like you're in school mode all week while you're there.
Yeah.
So if you do you have any type of one piece of advice that you would give people who are now engaged, about to get married, moving in together for the first time? Like, do you have any
one piece of advice
or just, you know, some words of wisdom or anything that you would share?
I said to like enjoy each day for what it is, try not to get like too stressed if you feel like you're at first like not managing everything. And just make that time for each other, and also like if it is your first time moving out, to just like just keep the just like communication with your family. Like make sure you're like
make sure you call your parents, call once a day, or text
like something like that way you don't feel like you moved out and then all of a sudden like you're not communicating with them anymore, and you're like, oh my gosh, I went from like talking to them like multiple times a day living at home to like not speaking to them. Just make sure like keep that up or visit. And just to add to that, I would say like another little piece of advice, not that you have to do it, but I really enjoyed that we didn't live together while we were dating and engaged, and that we saved that for being married. I think it just made it like even that more much more special, because I feel like, not that it's a bad thing, but like some people that you talk to that were living together before they got married, they're like, oh, like not that much really changed. And for us, I feel like it did. So it made it like really exciting. And like a special time and just like that extra little.
I think that they make that kind of not the norm, but you know, like they always say, you know, don't live together before you're married. And I think that's mainly because, you know, when you get married and then you move in together, that's like your first obstacle, your first challenge with each other is to, you know, figure out how you're going to operate the home and how you're going to operate the chores and how you're going to manage the bills. So it's like, it adds stressors, but it's something that, you know, you both need to talk about and conquer together.
And I feel like that's part of like what a marriage is together. Like you're meant to have those additional little like obstacles together that come with marriage. I feel like when you're like dating and engaged, that should be like where you don't have those kind of cares,
not that many stressors,
like,
right? You should be enjoying each other and learning. I mean, we could talk about, I think we have an episode where we talk about like the best friend factor, which is probably like going to be my favorite, because like I always say, like we were best friends before we were, you know, but those best friends grew while we were a couple, and that's what we focused on more, not living together and becoming best friends and stuff. So I think that really helped, but that'll be for another episode as well. My advice would kind of go off of yours, and I would just say, you know, take it slow. There's no reason to rush into everything you want to do in your new home.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, communicate with each other, kind of lay the ground rules per se, or ground, you know, groundwork of what you want that home to look like with each other. And I think that you'll be just fine. So we both would just like to thank you so much for listening. And if you could leave us a review on wherever you're listening by either just tapping on the stars or leaving a written review if you could. Also follow us on Instagram and Twitter for weekly questions that you won't see or hear on this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya.